Welcome, everyone. This is, you know what it is. This is the greatest season of your life. And that's a prophetic word of faith to you, regardless of where you are, regardless of what you may be facing, or you may be saying, this is the greatest, most sunshiniest day I've had in a long while. Something great's going to happen to you tonight. I pray and speak the word of faith, life, peace, encouragement, joy over you and over your loved ones. God is greatly with you. God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. And I want you to believe with me, something great is going to happen today. Something great is going to happen tonight. The Lord is with you in spirit and in power. I have my lovely daughter, DeRay, with me again tonight, and I'm really always excited when we get to share the word of the Lord together. And we're talking about what?
Peace.
We're talking about peace. And you know what? I want to say this. Peace is more than just that serene sense of calm. I mean, it certainly is that. But peace is power. I mean, if you've ever been in a situation where you were afraid, you got scared, and your legs went weak. I mean, have you ever been in a situation like that?
Public speaking, yes.
Public
like
speaking.
This.
Well, when you lose your peace, you lose your strength. Peace is power. Peace is authority. It gives you that sense of dominion. And we are created to take dominion over our fears, over our doubts. We are really given the power through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. That's why Jesus said, it's essential for me to go as you see me and to send you the power of the Holy Spirit, because when you do, you're going to bear witness of me. When you do, peace comes, power comes. So peace is power. And when you lack that, you make a lot of judgment calls that are just not what you should call out. A lot of wrong calls, a lot of wrong decisions. And then we end up wrestling with those things a lot of times. Jesus said, I'm going to lead you in the way you should go. And he leads us in the way of peace, because the scripture, one of your favorite scriptures, John 14:27. And what does that say again?
It says, let me find it here. Well, I know it. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives do I give. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid.
Yeah, and that's our path. And that's a gift of God, but it's more than just that sense of serenity and calm. It's a lens. You know, you're able to look through the lens of peace and see the world totally different than you do when you're troubled. And there's a way to really fortify your ability to walk in peace. And this is it. The word says to pursue peace. And literally, pursue it, spread it, share it, give it. Not give yours away, but bring peace. Be a person of peace. It's part of the virtues of the kingdom of God to walk in peace, to share peace. You know, we can oftentimes find ourselves talking about things that disrupt our peace. That makes your legs go weak.
Yep.
But when you pursue peace, peace is something we should pursue. We have it. It's a gift. But we pursue it in sharing it with others. Speaking about things, what things soever are lovely, good, of their virtue, and praise, think on these things and share those ideas. You know, we've all been around people that have said, it's a great way to talk bad about someone. So some people think when they'll say, I just wanted to tell you this about so-and-so, so we can lift them up in prayer. And what they're really doing is they're disseminating controversy, or they're talking something negative, something that is void of peace. The word says do the opposite. Let's bless one another. Let's spread peace. When you spread peace, that's pursuing peace. When you share peace, when you talk about the things that bring peace. You know, every day we wake up and we can bring up something that just disrupts someone's peace. And that you can feel the atmosphere in the room change, you know, and that the countenance of that person just drops. You lose your power. You lose power. Peace is power. And one of the ways to establish that foundation under you, so when things go awry, when things go upside down or something happens and you need to think right, you need the power to make a right decision, maybe in an instant, You do something prior to those moments when things are going great, or even when you don't feel like you need to seek God for something specific. Spread peace. Talk about the things that encourage peace, that sow seeds of peace. You know, prophesy. The word of prophecy, you don't have to have, you know, this overcoming presence just pouring out of you to prophesy, but look to prophesy. Look to foretell someone's future according to the word of God. In other words, prophesy good things. Bring the gospel is all about bringing good tidings. So share the peace you have. And when things happen around you, you're established in that because you have fortified yourself in peace. Why? Because you shared peace. So tell me what, when you feel like things are shaky or your world is turning upside down, what would you do in that moment? What would you do? I mean, just, we haven't talked about this, but what would you do? Immediately, you go do what?
Well, I think always when your world seems upside down to you, you got to look at what's going on. First of all, assessing the situation. Why am I feeling like this in the first place? And then, of course, as always, we go back to the word. If you're talking about others a lot, that's going to take away your peace because it shows you where you're at. If you need to talk about others to make yourself feel better, which doesn't work, steals your peace, it's, you know, you need to stop talking about others. But always go back to the word. And again, the peace I lay with you, my peace I give to you. It's not something we have to work for. It's there. It's just if we have our hands open or not, and we accept it.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And an open hand is, the word says, given it shall be given. Yeah. Now, we typically, a lot of times people think about, you know, oh, it must be offering time. But no, listen, give and it shall be given. What good measure? Pressed down, shaken together, running over. God taught me something when I was a very young man, a teenager. And what he taught me is that in every situation, look for the thing, look for the word that would encourage someone in peace. Even if someone's cursing you, the word says, bless them. Now, it's not just, oh, you're just a great person and you're a great Christian because, you know, they're speaking against you and you're blessing them. It's doing something in you. And when God gives us his word and he tells us to do something, again, it's not this checklist of things to do, a to-do list. He's telling us who we are. And he's saying, see who you are. Encourage someone. Speak well about someone. Bless someone. Why? Well, when something is a troubling situation, a tumultuous situation, and you start speaking words of life in regards to that, you're fortifying your own foundation. You're making yourself strong because he's given you that ability. You're tapping into that. You're looking at a situation that through natural eyes may look dark and dreary and hopeless, but you start looking through the lens of the word of God and you'll see the hand of God. You'll see the finger of God pointing in a direction you're supposed to go. And I know you talked about, you've been there. You know, here's a decision I've made. And then what do? Oh, you beat yourself up because that was a wrong decision. Well, that's weakening too. You have to encourage yourself in the Lord instead of talking about the indecision or the decision you made that you shouldn't have made or the thing you didn't do you should have or shouldn't have that you did. You have to sow peace. The increase, the bounty of peace is that you sow it. You pursue it. And not just for yourself, but for other people. Blessing is so important. When you open your mouth, you can do one of two things. You can talk about the shortcomings, or you can
bless.
You can bless.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people, Christians, like to soften it with, like you said, you know, we need to lift them up in prayer, or God bless them, bless their heart. That doesn't soften it. God's not going to look at the, oh, let's bless their heart, but let's really talk bad about them or talk about their struggles. It's not helping you. It's not helping the person. It's weakening you and tearing down someone else in the process. So that was something else I wanted to talk about. Things happen in life. You know, maybe we lose a job, a loved one, maybe a relationship went sideways and you're walking in a new, you know, new path. It's about not losing your peace through the process. Not saying it's not going to hurt for a minute or sting, but it's about coming out on the other side, not needing therapy, but needing some Jesus therapy and reading the word and just really diving into what peace is for you and coming out of that even stronger and knowing how to handle it the next time.
Yeah. And you know, that two areas or two trains of thought. Number one, when you take responsibility, not in a condemning way, but you just say, listen, I'm going to change my words. You know, I'm people oftentimes lose peace because they're looking at inadequacies or shortcomings of others, and it's relatable. Yeah. Remember, we are the body of Christ. And when you esteem one or lift one up, the word says, pray for one another so you're healed, or esteem one more highly than yourself. Because when you do that, you're building yourself up. You're building a stronger foundation. And then when things that may appear negative come around, something incredible happens. The spirit of prophecy comes on you. The ability to see God's will. The ability to see God's intentions. And, I mean, you have prophesied many times. And you grew up in a house of prophecy, not only at home, but here at the house. And again, I learned as a young man, don't speak ill. Sow and pursue peace. And God transformed my life in peace. You know, as a young child, I lost my dad, your grandfather, at an early age, and there was just a lot of dynamics connected to that just were, number one, you don't understand as a kid. So one of the first things you do is you start looking at the bad that's happened and the terrible. And I learned how to train myself to worry. As a young man, I learned how to teach myself how to be afraid. And then you end up looking for the negative things. But God taught me, a situation taught me how to doubt. But faith in Christ taught me how to believe. Blessing taught me how to get my peace. And there is so much power in blessing people. It's not just being a nice person, forgiving, because it's what we have to do. That's pursuing peace. The word says pursue peace, find it, and stay away, step away. Don't look in an evil direction. It doesn't just mean don't look at bad stuff, don't look at evil. Of course you shouldn't. But it's literally saying don't find the evil. Even if you think it's there in someone, prophesy. Call out the blessing. Pursue peace for someone else. Pursue the peace of God for someone maybe whose life is upside down. And it establishes you, so you have your hand open for that peace. It's like given, it shall be given. In order to give, you have to take. You take, and then you give. And what happens? You become assigned to receiving, and God then flows through you with giving. I'm assigned now to, I've been assigned to receive so I can give. And that really is the foundation of maintaining your peace, is giving it away. It's like a treasure. It's like a tithe and offering and love and kindness. And you give it away, and it does something profound to your mind, to your consciousness. It starts transforming you. It makes you strong, makes you powerful, makes you a giant, a peace giant. Yeah.
Absolutely. And sometimes even, you know, we can think, I'm thinking negatively, but I'm not going to say it. I won't say it so it doesn't make it bad. You're still training your mind to think in that way, which is no different. There's no difference between saying it and thinking it. It's still how you're training yourself. So it's just really important to, even when a situation happens, you train yourself to think positively. In the beginning, it's going to be hard because you've trained yourself in the negative. So you've got to retrain yourself in the positive. But once you do, your mind will just immediately start tracking like that. And it makes it so much easier to handle anything. I mean, something that would have just maybe had you in bed for days and you can't get up because you're so depressed, you have so much anxiety, you'll just be able to handle it with ease because the Spirit of God is in you. And it's just so easy to go on like that. Being negative is so hard. It is. It makes life so much harder. And if people are not going to be drawn to you, they're not going to want to hang out with you. Like, Carol Ann over there, she's real a positive one, isn't she? You want to be positive and the right people will be drawn to you, and you'll transform lives without even saying anything, just because of the spirit that's within you that people can pick up
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. And Carol Ann, by the way, is just a name she pulled out of her hat. We don't know any Carol Anns, okay?
They're always Southern names when I think of a random name.
Well, you know, and here's how to expedite that. You mentioned it can be hard, and it can be hard to retrain yourself out of something you've become so accustomed to doing. But there's a way to expedite that and make it faster and easier. Say it. you know, you perceive a negative thing, prophesy in the opposite direction. You know, repentance is literally you're going in one direction that is wrong for you. Turn around and go the opposite. Go the direction God's called you to. Open your mouth and say it. You know, it's. I've said this before. It's difficult to think your way into a good attitude, but you can speak your way into a good attitude because your mind, your tongue, sets the course of your life on fire. So if the course of your life is coming out of your mouth and that course is negative, you're going to encounter more negative, and then you're going to speak more. It's a cycle that just doesn't end. But when you prophesy the word of God's blessing, God's favor, I think about it like this. If I'm going to talk about someone and Christ is in me, then I need to talk about them the way he would. And when they brought the woman to him that was caught in the very act of sin, he said, your sins are forgiven. You go and sin no more. He didn't confirm or say what you're doing is good or all right. He didn't just, you know, brush it off. But what he did is he called out the right. Your sins are forgiven you. Go, sin no more. Christ called out our good. He bore our sins by calling out our righteousness and laying his life down to give us life. And how we talk about things, I mean, daily, God taught me that my tongue will train my mind and not the opposite. I mean, you can lay there trying to think your way into something and just get more irritated, frustrated. But when you open your mouth and just say, because what you're doing is faith without works is dead, being alone. You're activating your faith by opening your mouth and saying, that person has an incredible future ahead of them. That person is chosen. That person is called of God. That person is blessed of the Lord. And as the response to your words, your mind begins to take on the nature of your spoken word. There's a scripture that says, if a person believes the things which they say will come to pass, they'll have whatsoever they say. Okay. So we talk about peace, 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 but we speak something. If someone heard, it would rob their peace. So we're not disseminating, sharing peace, we're sharing the opposite. Then when our number comes up and we have to walk in a way of peace, we've weakened that structure in us because we've trained our mind to think in a way of disseminating information that isn't peaceful. So in short, you want to be strong in peace, share it, say it. Release it. I say, see it, say it, seize it. See it in your mind. Okay, something negative just crept in. You know, someone did something and I'd like to tell them and give them what for, but I'm going to prophesy because Christ's word is in me. This is what God would say about that person. You're blessed, you're loved, you're chosen. And it's not even saying it to them. It's letting it come out of your mouth. So you're establishing a foundation that is unmovable, unshakable. And that's the word of God. Prophecy. Prophecy is that door to the future. It's a door of insight. Your words have great power. And when you believe what you're saying, well, you're not, if you say it one day one way and you say it another day a different way, you're not going to believe what you're saying is true. So then when you pray, you're going to doubt your own words because you're going to know, you know, I've been double-minded. I'm saying Christ lives in me and he told me to bless and that I'm not blessing, I'm cursing. And I had a good reason for it, I thought, but yet I spoke negatively. But if your foundation is, I'm at all times going to bless, I'm going to pursue peace and I'm going to apprehend it and be apprehended by it. You become a fortress of peace and that's power. Your legs are strong, your vision's strong, your mind's strong, and It's a world-changing step to take. It's power in action.
Absolutely. And there's nothing greater than being around someone who has peace, you know, because they never talk about people. They talk about the word. They're always encouraging. And there's nothing greater than being around those kind of people because you can always feel when someone just maybe needs a little more time with the Lord. And you're like, But when you're around like-minded people, and that actually goes into social media as well. Social media is our world. We all live in it right now. Watching what you watch, what you look at is so important. I love TikTok, I'm going to be honest. I love it. I love watching the beauty videos and all that stuff. But I got to where I was so careful in particular with who I'm watching. Because what entertains you, as you've said, trains you. So I wanted to watch like-minded people who love the same things I do. And it's important that we do that because there's so much information out there that just social media alone can depress you. You can just be scrolling, 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 and you're getting that yucky feeling and you don't know why. It's because of what you're looking at. If it's not speaking into your spirit, there's no point.
Very, very true. That's why the word says, set your mind on things above and pursue those things that are have virtue or power that are encouraging. I mean, a simple message of power today is Christ has given us that peace. But you have to believe yourself that you believe it. And when you pursue and sow words of peace, you the actions that bring other people peace, encourage, give of yourselves, make yourself a sacrifice of peace, you know, make yourself a living example of the love of the Father, you're becoming stronger in peace. Yeah. Now you can see more clearly. Now you can hear more clearly because you're talking the way God talks. So you recognize that voice. The word says, my sheep know my voice. Well, how do we come to know the voice? We're used to listening to the shepherd. And we're used to hearing how he talks. And then we emulate that voice. We talk like God talks. That's what God was doing with Adam and Eve in the garden when he brought the animals and he said, name them. He wasn't asking Adam to come up with a name. He was saying, Adam, you can hear my voice. I'm going to speak inside. I'm going to speak to your heart. I'm going to speak to your mind. And I'm going to tell you what the name of that animal is. And when you call it, you're going to be accurate. So Adam would say, this is a giraffe. And I see God saying, that's right, Adam, that is a giraffe. You're hearing my voice. And God told him, keep my word. You know, you can do, you have the entire garden to yourself. Just don't touch that one tree. That was all about trusting the word of the Lord, not doubting God. And through that, peace is there. Power is there. And you can do all things through Christ when you're walking in the peace of who he is and what he's given us. Yeah. Great season, great time. Anything you want to close with?
I think that's it. Just think we hit all the important stuff. No, just follow your peace. Wherever, peace is only something that's going to come from God. So you're not going to have peace into doing the wrong thing. So just follow your peace. Be careful what you watch, what you look at, what entertains you does train you. And it can absolutely steal your joy. That would be.
Walk in joy, sow joy, give joy, be joy, walk in the power of joy, have the vision of joy, have the vision of peace, walk in peace, pursue it. Joy and peace are their relatives, their cousins, their brother and sister. They are the ability to look at a situation, turn it around into something that it's supposed to be. That's really what we're supposed to be. God told Adam, I want you to have dominion. God never changed his mind about that. We have dominion over this earth. You have dominion over your fear. You have dominion over your doubt. God give you peace. God give you joy. Pursue joy. Pursue peace. How? Share it. I mean, call somebody up. Text somebody. Text someone a word that you know will activate peace, that will call for peace. Text something to someone that will make them feel joyful. Speak a word of peace. Speak a word of life. Speak a word of joy. In a situation that seems like an attack on you, the word says, when a man's ways, a woman's ways please the Lord, he makes even their enemies to be at peace with you. Peace is the power of God's word ruling in your heart because you did just one thing. Believe God. This is the greatest season of your life. God is with you. God is in you. Father, I thank you for the word of peace. Let it reign and rule. Let it reign and rule. Let it reign and rule in the hearts of your people. I pray that you'd open their hearts and their minds to see, to hear, to know, to understand, and to walk in the profoundness of peace and joy, that which surpasses even their ability to understand it. And God, we give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. The altar is open for your support as well. We always appreciate. Thank you so much for staying with us, standing with us, for your support. And for your prayers, for the love you share with us, and the word that you share with other people that we get to share with you right here. The word of God is good news. And the good news is something great is going to happen to you today. And this is the greatest season of your life. Say it, believe it, see it, say it, seize it, live in it. God bless you. Until next time.